Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. While walking with children, collect a bag full of leaves like maple, oak, and willow. Discuss how maple trees are shaped like an open hand, whereas oaks are long and thin with a few narrow fingers sticking out. Press leaves in a book before leaves curl. Another time, children can tape a sample leaf to a paper plate, take out a few leaves and match leaves to one on each paper plate and label. You can carry on a science conversation about attributes like the kind of tree, color, and shape. Then you can explain why leaves change colors. The leaf's main job is to make sugar for the plants to live and grow. They use carbon dioxide, sunlight, and green chlorophyll color in the leaves during photosynthesis to make mainly sugar food and nutrients. The food is carried by the trunk to the roots and stored. As sunlight hours become shorter and the work slows down and a cork-like wall forms across the base of each leaf, it closes off the tree and the leaf. The water supply is stopped, so a leaf dries and dies. It dies and the green color fades, and red and yellow, orange, the other colors that were there all along show up. Eventually, leaves mainly turn shades of brown and fall. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.